This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 347 and three quarters, down a quarter. March corn, 361, down a quarter. May corn, 367, down three. November soybeans, 945 and a half, down six and a quarter. January soybeans, 953, down six and three quarters. March soybeans, 959 and a quarter, down eight and three quarters. December wheat, 516, down one. March wheat, 528, down three quarters. May wheat, 534 and a half, down one. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Country Grain prices did end mixed on Monday afternoon, with corn, soybeans, and wheat mostly lower. Monday afternoon, the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service announced that the Illinois corn harvest was now 43% complete, with the soybean harvest 37% done, both 8% higher than 1 week ago. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady at 302 to 318, with soybean bids 18 to 15 cents lower at 891 to 918. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly steady at $3 to 318, while soybean bids were 3 to 6 lower at 908 to 936. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to 2 cents lower at 289 to 313, soybean bids down 7 to 8 cents at 894 to 941, and the wheat bids mostly 2 cents lower, ranging from 386 to 444. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids 2 to 8 cents lower at 935 to 954, basis ended steady to 6 cents stronger, range from 9 under to 10 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $359.40 to $370.40. That's down $1.10 per ton, while basis ended steady at 30 to 41 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids steady to 2 cents higher at 303 to 328, with basis also steady to 2 cents stronger, ranging from 45 under to 20 under December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quartered producer corn bids steady to 4 cents lower at 294 to 313, with basis steady to 4 cents lower, ranging from 54 to 35 under December. Soybeans ended 8 to 10 cents weaker on Monday, ranging from 929 to 937, with basis steady to 2 cents lower, ranging from 15 under to 7 under November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 5 to 7 cents stronger at 312 to 313. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 7 to 13 cents, with quotations at 965 to 969. Soft red winter wheat ended mixed at 388 to 483, while the Milo ended mostly 1 cent higher at 368 to 369. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 316 up to 327. January soybean bids range from 916 up to 943. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 323 up to 340. January soybean bids at 927 to 955. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids ranged from 327 up to 347, with the January soybean bids ranging from 932 up to 971. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, $167.90, up $2.85. December live cattle, $168.02, up $2.97. February live cattle, $166.90, up $2.87. October feeder cattle, $240.75, up $2.30. November feeder cattle, $236.82, up $2.67. January feeder cattle, $231.07, up $2.95. December lean hogs, $89.15, down $1.42. February lean hogs, $86.40, down $1.15. April lean hogs, $86.97, down $0.52. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you Monday the 20th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 87 cents lower in the range of 89 to 99 with a weighted average carcass price of 97.14. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 57 to 64, 4 to 5 weight 61 to 67, 5 to 6 weight 64 to 69, and 600 pounds and up 65 to 73. On the Illinois Direct Hog Report, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $3 lower with moderate demand for heavy offerings, ranging from 65 to 72. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 15,119 head. And from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 248 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 106.46, and that was 4.55 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $249.84, that was 68 cents higher, and select carcasses were $235.17, that was 39 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 114,000, that compared to 114,000 last week, and 124,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 429,000, that compared to 427,000 last week and 432,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.09. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.07. October corn delivered to Scottville, $3.09. November corn delivered to Scottville, $3.07. October beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.23. November beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.32. October beans delivered to Scottville, $9.23. November beans delivered to Scottville, $9.32. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.47. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $3.09, beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $9.23, and wheat at Scottville is $4.47. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois. At 6:19, color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Carlinville Truck Equipment makes industrial rollback equipment loaders, and because of this, they have the equipment and expertise to fix or fabricate just about anything metal around your business or farm. If you need truck or trailer repair, hoist or winch service, custom fabrication, or stock metal, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 217-854-6706 or log on to ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706.
There's a difference between field experts and experts in the field. At M&M Service, we're experts in the field. Our crop specialists are driven to maximize every acre and bring the latest agronomic technologies and innovations to your farm. Whether recommending the appropriate hybrid or variety, nutrient management for optimum growth, or advice on disease and pest management, our crop specialists are always focused on pointing your operations forward. So the only thing you'll be asking M&M Service is what's next. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
Our local weather forecast for today calls for sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 60s with light north winds. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 40s, and for tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny skies, highs in the low 60s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower on Thursday. Low temperatures in the upper 40s, high temperatures in the upper 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is rising, our temperature 42 degrees under clear skies. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
After flying from one side of the country to the other, Gene and Ramona are tired and hungry. There's something waiting for them that makes the stiff necks and rumbling stomachs worth it. A bright yellow taxi takes the two to their son's house, where he and his wife are waiting for them to arrive. Gathering in the kitchen around a fresh Casey's pizza, they cradle a tiny new baby boy, meeting their grandson for the very first time. Casey's, famous for pizza.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. And we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
It's tillage time at Seavers Equipment Company. Seavers offers the best tillage tools in the industry, such as the Case IH Ecola Tiger 875 Disc Ripper. The 875 double cuts and sizes heavy BT corn residue, shatters compacted soil with the Case IH Tiger Points, levels the soil out the back for a smooth seed bed in spring, and does it all in one pass. Check out the Case IH Ecola Tiger 875 Disc Ripper at Seavers Equipment Company in Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.
At CHS, the producers are the owners. Your ownership reaches from the seed and fertilizer you use to the ethanol plants, rail loaders, and export houses they run on your behalf. CHS stands with you every step of the way from production to end user, creating a seamless stream for your production. At CHS, farmer-owned means more than a catchy phrase. It means they stand with you every step of the way. They measure their success by your success. CHS, farmer-owned with global connections. CHS Louder Business Unit.
The weekly Illinois Crop and Weather Report has been released. 3 weeks of wet conditions have left the ground saturated in parts of the state. Limited harvest of corn and soybeans occurred last week. However, progress remains behind normal. Statewide, precipitation averaged 1.45 inches, 0.73 inches above normal. There were 2.3 days suitable for field work for the week ending October 19th. The average temperature was 54.1 degrees, 0.4 degrees below normal. Corn mature reached 97%, slightly ahead of last year. Corn harvest was 43% complete, compared to the five-year average of 63%. Corn condition remained at 83% good to excellent. Soybeans dropping leaves reached 95%, slightly behind the five-year average of 97%. Soybean harvest was 37% complete, up 8 percentage points from last week. Soybean condition remained at 79% good to excellent. Sorghum mature reached 91% and sorghum harvest was 34% complete. Pasture condition was rated at 1% very poor, 4% poor, 23% fair, 53% good, and 19% excellent. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 4% short, 67% adequate, and 28% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 8% short, 76% adequate, and 16% surplus. Gas prices have dropped significantly, but diesel prices are not following suit. I spoke with president of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, about fuel.
Well, if you look at the trucking as a good barometer of the economy, we've always said that you can always tell what kind of a Christmas it's going to be for the retailers by how much we see things moving right now and very, very busy. So, you know, unless something drastic happens between now and Christmas, I think a lot of retailers are going to come back and say, yeah, it's going to be a pretty good year based on the truck, you know, on the amount of deliveries we have by truck. Trucking companies will tell you they are operating full bore, that especially those who run dry goods and those types of things, they've got every piece of equipment out there and then some. If they could find more drivers, they'd take them because they need to get more trucks on the road. And truck sales have been very good. I mean, we've seen truck sales up almost 25%, new truck sales, as compared to last year. And that's a pretty good barometer to say there's enough confidence in the trucking industry that truck companies, truck operators are out there replacing their equipment, getting new equipment, or shifting equipment around so that they have more capacity. And that is it's a good sign. And you combine that with the fact that, if you look at the economic standpoint for a trucking industry and for truck operators, it's good. I mean, Diesel prices are down, not as much as gasoline, but diesel prices are down somewhat because of the fact that we're producing so much and we've got the ample supply of it. And it wasn't too many years ago that diesel was cheaper than gasoline. But now it's the other way around. Gasoline's running cheaper than diesel, maybe 50, 60 cents a gallon cheaper. And a lot of that has to do with demand. Demand for gasoline is so-so. It's not really done much lately. The demand for diesel fuel goes through the roof. Diesel fuel is, unlike in the United States and a lot of other countries, China and over in Europe and in other parts of the world, diesel fuel is the primary fuel for not just trucks, but also cars. And as the economy continues to grow in places like China and other third world countries, and demand increases in places like Europe, you're going to see that there's no glut of diesel fuel. So you're going to pay a premium for it. And we see it right now. I mean, it's still running quite high.
With the higher diesel prices, are we seeing the trend for natural gas that has been going on maintaining some strength?
Yeah, right now it is the trend is to continue moving toward natural gas, CNG, LNG, depending on where we're at with certain types of vehicles. The technology is there. The technology is being used to develop it into vehicles. The big thing is that you got to have a network build up where you can have natural gas available to fuel these vehicles. For trucks, the range of a truck that's going to burn natural gas is a lot more limited than diesel fuel. But it's still, if you can have a network where a truck can go 300 miles and can refuel, then that type of a system will work. Ideally, where you see natural gas work right now are on fleet vehicles that go out and come back to the same location, every day. And that works great for them because of the fact that, number one, they are cleaner burning. Number two, less wear and tear on the components of the vehicle. And number three, it's an efficient way of running your operation because of the fact that it is such a clean fuel. We're seeing that being used in a lot on buses. We're seeing it being used on not as much on semis, but on work truck systems. We're seeing it used on ready-mix trucks. We're seeing it being used on garbage trucks. We're seeing it being used in those types of fleet vehicles, commercial fleet vehicles. Automobiles, a lot less, just because of the fact that right now the big thing with, of course, with automobiles is electric vehicles. Electric vehicles, the efficiency in electric vehicles is a lot more in cars and lighter weight vehicles than it is in trucks. Trucks are too heavy, too much of a drain on a battery system, and that's what makes it doesn't work for trucks. But electric vehicles, is really growing. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You see the Teslas going down the road, the Nissan Leafs, these kind of vehicles that are electric vehicles. If they're used in certain types of situations, they're great. Again, they have limited range. They need batteries to be recharged. So in certain types of situations, especially in local driving, they work great. Long drives, it depends on where you're going to go. But again, it's another type of fuel. It's another type of energy. Put them all together in the big mix. That's what we're looking at.
Yeah, I'm sure if you're driving out in the middle of nowhere, you might have a hard time finding a place to charge your electric car.
Yeah, that and a long extension cord, and it, the problem is actually, if you want to, you could see, they're popping up. I mean, I can, in the Hy-Vee parking lot in Springfield, they've got charging stations there for your electric vehicle. Another good example is in the municipal parking ramp in Bloomington. They've got chargers set up right there, so you can charge your vehicles. I mean, places like that, they're popping up. I mean, and the acceptance level is coming there. So, it's not that they aren't there, but they are. And the big thing is people say, well, how long does it take to charge them? And it depends on the vehicle, and it depends on you're going to use a big 220 or a 110 outlet. Either one, it's different rates of recharging. But I think you'll see more and more of the electric vehicles. You know, it's if you go around the Chicago area, it's really amazing how many Teslas you see, all electric vehicles. And it's not just one or two. You know, it's, you know, they're everywhere. And the big thing is, of course, if they can perfect the batteries and in the Teslas to make them, you know, lighter weight and you know, quicker to charge, you know, they're making as many as they can, as they can sell right now. But I think if they can improve the technology, I think you'll see a lot more of that.
Again, that was President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.